Purity, 1885. Many of ancient Israel fell just in sight of the Promised Land. What was their sin? Licentiousness. And these unholy passions of the heart are controlling with masterly power many of those who claim to be following Christ. The words and works of many who know the truth are corrupt. They have reasoning power. They comprehend the truth, but have not been thoroughly converted, have not felt the saving power of the truth upon their souls. They do not entertain Christ as an honored guest in their house. Sensual gratification is corroding the entire man, tainting and corrupting the entire household. The truth is refining, purifying, sanctifying in its influence, having control of the conscience, the understanding, and the heart. Whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. This is the injunction of our Lord. Is this the ruling principle in the home? Is Jesus Christ presiding over the home? Have its members become corrupted because iniquity abounds in thought, word, and deed? Their religion is of a character to deny Christ, and the home is unsanctified. Commonness in low, earthly, sensual conversation creates an irreligious, tainted atmosphere in their home. Their children are keen observers. The boisterous ways of the parents, the cheap conversation, are not to these children of that nature that would be a savor unto life eternal, but are a savor of death unto death. The truth is like a new patch put on an old garment. The character is not transformed. It cannot be testified of them, in their mouth was found no guile. Revelation 14, verse 5. The guile in their heart finds expression from their lips. Oh, they are unconverted, unsanctified, unholy. The very truth as it is in Jesus has not been made a blessing unto them. Death has come upon some. They had a false religion, a false faith. The purity and sanctity of the marriage relation instituted in Eden to be kept sacred, elevated, is brought down to administer to lust. The wife is little less than a slave in her home, her life robbed of its greatest happiness.